AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he has never seen the world rally like this behind Ukrainians as Russian troops invade their country.
This is a difficult moment, but I know that the Ukrainian people are showing that they are rising to the test.
Blinken visited a Ukrainian church in the Washington, D.C. area. Russia is renewing its assault on Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. There have been no talks between Ukraine and Russia since an initial meeting Monday. Ukraine's leader earlier said Russia must stop bombing before another meeting. In Kyiv, some of the city's metro subway stations stopped operating and were turned into shelters to accommodate people who fear shooting and shelling on the streets. This woman, Olga, says, "We are scared to leave Kyiv because I saw with my eyes a civilian bus that was shot. I saw burnt cars. I heard civilian cars with families and children were shot." At the State of the Union address, President Biden talked about what this all means for the U.S.
Our forces are not engaged and will not engage in the conflict with Russian forces in Ukraine. Our forces are not going to Europe to fight Ukraine, but to defend our NATO allies in the event that Putin decides to keep moving west.
As the Russian assault in Ukraine continues, oil prices are surging again, pushing crude up to $110 a barrel. The leaders of OPEC and its oil-producing allies are sticking with their plan to gradually increase oil production. Higher energy prices could worsen inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is telling Congress the Fed is ready to begin a cycle of interest rate increases this month. After big losses yesterday, stocks opened with big gains. The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases reported globally dropped by 16% last week, marking a month-long decline in infections. This is AP News. Because of their country's roles in the invasion of Ukraine, Russia and Belarus athletes will be listed as neutral competitors in the upcoming Winter Paralympics in Beijing. Russian athletes had already been slated to compete as Russian Paralympic Committee, punishment for the state-sponsored doping scandal at the 2014 Sochi Games. International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons says neutral status is the harshest possible punishment.
They will compete under the Paralympic flag and the Paralympic emblem. They will not be included in the medals table.
Neutral status means blocking any reference to countries.
The RPC delegation must cover the RPC symbol on their uniforms in all official ceremonies and sporting competitions.
That includes Belarus. The punishment doesn't involve just athletes.
The Paralympic honor bestowed to Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, has been withdrawn.
The International Olympic Committee is pushing for exclusion of Russian athletes from international events. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.